First, I want to thank our sponsors, Rabbi and Mrs. Avram Lieberman for the breakfast, the Shikayach. And the master chef behind it all, Shalom Zionis. All right, we're going to talk about today a little bit more about. Ready to start?
Yep.
Okay, let's go. Now, how long does one have to pay his... How long can one wait to pay his workers? I mean, like this. I just saw a brat from the Riyah Kodesh. He's all right. That he was very, very makbid to pay his workers on time. If you ever had workers, I don't know what kind of workers he had, but whatever workers he had, very makbid to pay them on time. And ad kedekach, he would even borrow money. It's a shayla halacha, we'll get there. If you're mechuyev to borrow money to pay workers on time. But he would borrow money to pay workers on time. And even if he had to be ma'acher, it seems to be, even if he had to push off zman tefillah, he would make sure he paid them. And the reason behind that he brings down is because, not because he was chassidish. He wasn't chassidish. No, like this. So he said, yeah, we're not mechuyev to. But the pshat is because if we go up to Shemayim, we're davening Hashem, give us, we need parnasa now. If I don't have enough money, I can't pay the bills. Hashem's going to be, oh, well, you didn't really care so much when Yenim had to pay his bills. So why is it that in Shemayim, there's some chiv to pay you on time? So the Riyah Kodesh was very makbid, even borrow money, to pay his workers. And we'll discuss, we'll get to that at some point in time. We don't have that much time, but we'll get to there and talk about if you're mechiv to do that or not. Now, we discussed in the Gemara, if a person's over, if a person, when does he exactly have to pay? So we talk about a Sechir Yom, Sechir Chodesh, Sechir Shana. Now, it seems to be in general, there's two different oifanim, there's two different ways, is that when we deal with like babysitters, or maybe even handymen, usually it's called a Sechir Shois, you're hiring them for a particular amount of time. Or even a Kablin. What is that? If you're hiring a Kablin, it's different. If you're hiring a person just to do some work for you, let's say a secretary. Right? A secretary is for a certain amount of time, has to work. That person is called a Sechir Shois. However, let's say if a person is a salaried employee, pay a person for a year, right? So then, person becomes Sechir Shana, and Mikra, then whatever, well, there's details, but you really could pay them at the end of the year, but Lamaisa, if the pay schedule is arranged, they pay them every 2 weeks or every month, then Mechiv to pay them every 2 weeks every month on that day. Whenever the due date is of the check, you Mechiv to give it, and you'd be over, but you'd be over Baltolin if you don't give it at that particular time. So Rabbi Elijah mentioned that babysitters is an issue, which Taka is all the time because I don't have cash. And let's say even if you have and say, yo, baby's $18 and they have a 20, she doesn't have two. So then Shaila's a mechiv to give her, what do you do with the change? A mechiv to break it, go to the store, to go to Walgreens to get change and come back and pay. Could you overpay? What do you mechiv to do in that circumstance?
They're not makbid,
right, but I mechiv to. That's a shayla. Anyway, so we'll deal with this. We'll get there.
Right.
So this is interesting. Okay. So I had a shayla like this. Is that Menashe is right? I don't know if I'm going. Menashe is a prince shlita. He is right. The only over the avera if they're teveya. They say give me money. I don't think there's like nice like 15 piece Yaakov girls like give me money now. They're not so aggressive usually. But Kinira, even if they're not Teveya, I was discussing my pleasure earlier, there's a mitzvah say of Biyam Titan Schar. There's a mitzvah say to give money at the proper time. Even if they're not Teveya, Kinira, you would not be mitzvah say. Whether you'd be Mavata mitzvah or not, not so simple, but you definitely not Makai in the mitzvah say if you don't give the money.
I think it would make a difference if you agree on this beforehand.
Okay, so we'll tell about stipulating beforehand.
Correct. Right. Sticking her with, I don't have it, but, you know, and she's booking it to tomorrow. But you'd also be Yotzeh Asay if you made that agreement originally.
Oh, so that's interesting. That would be the payday of that person. That would be the payday. But we're going to get there. We're talking about this issue.
Are we calling with a check? Because a check has no value to the person you're giving it to.
That's excellent. This is mamish, unbelievable. Everybody's been having to all the same child as we were discussing.
Huh?
in the regulations that it has constructive commercial value within the receiver.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
You pass it.
Regardless of when you cash a check, as soon as you have it.
It's called an asset.
It's an asset. You can, because you can take it to somebody else and give the check over. If you got a check on December 31st, before, after the bank closed, right, and there's no way that you're going to deposit that check, the IRS requires you to consider that as
IRS.
That's unbelievable. Because I think this was very negative one time.
Commercial value.
Somebody one time came running with me a check for a quite a large check on December 31st for the coil. And he said, you'd better cash us now. If you don't, you better give me back one third of whatever it is that I'm giving
he's
you. Because he'll be able to write it off. Right.
Because
right.
He knows how many monkeys wait until the middle of January and write December 31st on
correct.
The check.
This guy's very mad. He wanted me to deposit it. But next I'll tell him that if Von Lieberman says, I don't have to deposit it before January 1st. Thank you very much. And if he has problems with it, I'm just going to send him to you.
I'll write you a letter in New York, New Jersey, but not here.
Okay. All right. There goes that. You got the check. Anyway, so the Nat Teve, however, listen, very important. The Nat Teve.
This should be the curse of your.
Right. You should have many checks.
Right. This is the problem I like to have.
Always you need to go to the bank.
So. No, I said I didn't have them going, so I'm happy that you told me. Okay, so if the Nat Teveya, so that's one issue, the Nat Teveya, they're not to make the money. Now, this is my personal issue. I remember learning years ago in Shai Tshuva and Shai Gimel, he talks about, let's say for example, if a person goes to somebody and he says, can I please borrow $100? And that person, B'shun Panavayfin, does not want to let this guy borrow $100. But he pressures him very much to give it to him, Ad Kedei Kach, where he really can't refuse. It's Mamish Ganeva, he says. It's Ganeva. It's awesome. Someone even told me that B'Shem Chachom Avadia, I didn't see it inside, so I can't tell you if it's true. That even by fundraising, if a person does high pressure fundraising and takes out money from a guy by pressuring they didn't want to give, it's also Geneva. It's Mabshan Isadir Isav Geneva. So my Shaila is that if you go to a babysitter who really bets and wants the money, but they're too shy to say, no, I really need the money today, so it's talking to me that it's not called Askoma, and therefore you're still over there, so about telling. I don't know. They have to ask Shailas exactly what it is. Meaning, if a person really wants that money, but she learned in so many years in Beis Yaakov not to be aggressive, not to be mean, so Bal Korach, she's masking not to take it, so then it's very talking to start with the same Aveir. That's not called Askoma, Bechlam. So they have to think about it. Even if you do get them to agree, it's Lav Dafka has any real halachic significance if they agree Bal Korcham. Okay. Now, there's a couple of Shailas I wanted to discuss. Which are mamish very negay lemaisa. Said they have to be teveya. If you're not teveya, there's no iser. If they're meichel, if they, so the Zohar Kodesh, I saw brought down the Zohar Kodesh. It's so funny. I'm saying a shir in halacha. I'm saying a kisveiri in the Zohar Kodesh. So the Zohar says that even if they're not teveya, you're still supposed to pay. The Zohar says even if they're not teveya, you should still make sure you pay. It's you still mekayem it sasei, and it's a very choshev thing. Now, you're only over there on that day. Let's say, for example, if they're Teveya on Tuesday, and you don't give them on Tuesday, once Wednesday comes, you're not over Baltolan anymore. There's another issue you're over. You're over, there's a pasuk that says, come back tomorrow, I'll give it to you then. Right? So in that case, if you actually have the money, we'll discuss if you don't have the money, but if you actually do have the money, say, you know what, come back tomorrow, for no particular reason, then you're also over the Aver, then also not over Baltolan, this Aver. It's not necessarily Raisa. That's a pasuk in Mishlei, but in Iyev, So it's not necessarily Raisa, but Lamaisa, apparently, very choshev inyan, should make sure to pay, even if they're not, even though you know, over the Issa Batolin. Every time the Tevez says, can I have the money? You say no, even though you're not over Batolin, this is the same issue. But it's brought in halacha, that's only if you have absolutely no reason not to pay them. If you do have a reason not to pay them, I don't think because you want the money, I don't think that's called a good reason. But a reason not to pay them, that'd be a different issue. For example, let's say if the money's tied up somewhere else, but if you don't give it to them, you're still over the survey. If you have the money available and don't give it to them. There's a big shaila also, which is discussed. If a person has to borrow money in order to pay, or if a person has to, let's say, sell his merchandise in order to pay. For example, let's say a person has owed somebody $100, and he has a Go phone he could sell. Go phone, let's say, is $100. I just bought one recently, and you can sell that for $100 to pay that person. But let's say if you have a phone that's worth $200, and you can only find somebody to pay half price. Somebody said, I'll pay it for $100. Now, so you're going to lose 50% on your sale. You're going to lose 50% of your value. What is that? So Shai is your mechuyev to do that or not. So it says there, if there is, you are mechuyev to take a small loss.
The question is how much.
What to get a small loss? I'm not sure right now. But you do, you are mechayv to take a small loss in order to get that money, in order to go ahead and pay. Meaning, if a person has a large company, he sells merchandise, he's mechayv to go make a sale to a certain degree in order to raise that money or to pay those people.
Right. Not being labor at
a lot. But brought down, that's not a small loss. That's what it's brought down. Because it could be not over the lot if it's a big loss. I'm afraid to do it. If you don't have money, not over. We'll get to that issue in a second. If you don't have the money, you're not over the lot. You're not over the lot if you don't have the money. If you don't have the money, you're not over. I mean, the Chavetz Chaim brings down the Izzah Shit, you're amukhiv to borrow the money. But Kinir, la halacha lemaisa, amukhiv to borrow the money. To sell, you are allowed to take a small loss, not a large loss. What that is, we'll discuss. I don't know exactly what that chilek was, small loss and a large loss.
As far as mechiv take the money, I think I read that you said that halacha is before you hire the employee, you have to have in your bank.
Right. So kinir la halacha, that's not true. La halacha, and appear meikar hadin. In meikar hadin, a person can say this is great. If I'm not over about tall, if I don't have the money, so I can go. Hire a bunch of workers and not pay them and not over anything. However, it's not so posh. Sefer Chassidim brings down a very serious azhara, warning to people who hire people when you don't have the money to pay them. But me'ikar din in pure halachic sense, it would not be over baltolin. Baltolin's only over if you don't have what to pay them. Well, if you have what to pay them and don't. If you don't have what to pay them, so they're not over baltolin. But it's brought down that you should make it a very serious thing to make sure you have that money. If you hire people and don't have money to pay them, then it's very nakishmaka stuff. Now, we mentioned about making stipulations. Let's say, for example, if a person... I'll tell you where it's again, making stipulations. If you make a stipulation that you'll pay them a different day, you're not over baltolin, but not paying them when they finish their work, because they already agreed upon getting paid at a later date. Now,
do you get the schar biyomo? Do you get the schar if you pay on a day?
I would assume, because that's the payday. Meaning, if the pshas, if they're meichel, then bad to mechiv to me today, but I'm meichel. I don't think you're mekayim biyomo to ten schar. But if we say we're arranging this, I'm going to pay you. You do this work, I'm going to pay you on Tuesday, or you pay you on Thursday. And if it's on Tuesday, if that's the payday, you're kaveya. Then you are mekayim biyomo to ten schar. However, the Torah becomes very negeya. Is let's say if a person's working for you on erev Shabbos, right? And they finish mamash right before Shabbos to a point where you cannot get enough money. Shkia came in, and there's no way for a person to go ahead and pay the money before Shabbos comes. Now, the interesting shaila is brought down, and Chas Chinuch talks about it, is could a person pay him on Shabbos also? Meaning there is on Shabbos and there's a rabban, right? To pay somebody on Shabbos, there's also a rabban. However, there's a chiv deraisa kinira to pay a person on time. So, what it could very well be Yitochin, and there's a very strong side this way in Minchas Chinuch, that you would be b'mchiv to pay him even on Shabbos itself, because you'd be over, not to be over the Eretz of Baal Tolin. But he says, L'chir, it's not Gora, L'chir, he ends this way, L'haloch, is that it's not worse than if you made up the Minchil to pay him on Yom HaDeshukah, whatever that would be. Person makes a payment, I'm going to pay you in 1 week from the time you finish it. Then that's not Gora, because if you're hiring somebody Erev Shabbos and he finishes right before Shabbos comes, he understands Betchilo that if that would happen, then he doesn't expect the payment until Sunday. Yeah? So therefore, then it wouldn't be an Isser of Baal Tolin. Because he understands that Betchilo that he wouldn't expect the payment then. Now, my shayla is like this. The Rambam, this is just Rav Chatamilsa, the Rambam paskins that for a goy, there is a mitzvah of Biyamiti Tetzchar for a goy. So let's say if you have a goy come to us to work on Erev Shabbos, and he finishes right by Shkia time. By him, he never knew that you were not going to pay him on Shabbos because he doesn't know what Shabbos is. So in that situation, he was never Meichel. So if he was never Meichel because he never knew about it, then it would be Chayzav Nei, the Chiv, the Reisa, to pay him to turn off the Rambam. So then it could be really talking also where the Minchas Chinuch falls away, because also where the Minchas Chinuch is that you're Mekabalit, and not to be paid until Sunday. By a goy, he's never Mekabal such a thing. According to the Rambam, there is mitzvah to give to him, so to Tachin, I mean, I'm not passing halacha l'maisa, but it could very well be a smart.
Before he starts working.
What is that? Right, or at least when he finished. I mean, let's say a person thought they were going to be finished on Friday morning.
You put the money on top of your fish tank and just point out to when he finishes it. Shabbos, he could say,
that'd be a different thing. But let's say you didn't know. You didn't do that. You're mechuyev to pay it. So it's a strong sign, I think, that according to the Sfar, the Minchas Chinuch to pay to you, then lechuyev, in that case, you might be talking mechuyev to give it to him. It's what I say, the Reis, the Minchas Chinuch, the Rabbi.
So,
huh? Yeah, but I don't know for Oivir Yisrael Darabonim. I don't think we're Oivir Yisrael Darabonim for Chil Hashem. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't know if we're over there is to not make a chil Hashem. Now, there's another shayla of priority. A partial payment, agav. Partial payment taka is an issa bal talan. For example, a person works for you and he wants $500 for $100 an hour, works for you 5 hours, and he's saying, I don't have the $500, but I'll give you $250, you're over the issa bal talan. If you have the money, you're over. That's not called paying somebody. The partial payment is not called you pay them and you're able to sabal tolin. However, matzad sheni, which I didn't get into it enough, is that if you do have half of it, you're mechuyev to give them half. I don't know how those things work together. Meaning, paying $250 is not called a payment, so memeilo you'd still be over to sabal tolin. But it seems like beside this issue, since beside you beit in schar, you're mechuyev to give them half. But if it's not a payment, I don't know why you're to give them half. I don't know. I didn't get too involved in it, but that's a shayla to think about.
If you don't
about.
Have it, then you're not over there, sir.
If you don't have it, you're not over.
You only have half of it, so it's
should be over on the half. Okay, good. That's pashas the pshat. Very good. Now let's say a priority. Interesting shayla. Let's say if you have an old worker. I don't mean that he's the old guy. I mean that he's a worker that worked for you.
He's been with you for a long time.
No, meaning he worked for you a year ago, right? And he didn't pay him yet. Okay, he didn't pay him yet. And then if a person who started working for you just today and he finished his job. And all of a sudden, Givaldik, I have enough money to pay one of them. Okay? I owe the guy a year ago, I owed him $100. I owe this guy $100 now because he just finished his work. Who do you have to go ahead and pay? So, Bratan Halach, he's going to pay the new guy. Because the new guy, kind of the mitzvah of, Biyamitit and Schar. The old person, just a chiv, he's going to pay it. So, you're not over Baltoli, you're not making Biyamitit and Schar. So, Mamela, there'd be no such halacha. I remember one time when Usher Flagg was here. When Usher Flagg was here, he was describing, let's say, if you have a school that hires Jewish workers and Jewish workers, right? So then, enough the Rambam, you be mechuyev and be amatit and schare to pay a guy on time. But there's no Isra of Baltolan. By a yid, there's Isra be amatit and schare and there's a Baltolan. So Kinira, Shalom Kiminig HaMoistis, you'd be mechuyev to pay the Jewish worker first before paying the secular teacher. But it could be that if you don't pay the secular teacher, you don't have a school anymore. So then you wouldn't have a school anymore. So then nobody would have payments anyway, so it could be that's the heter. I don't know. But that's the issue. Now let's say a bad shkia and say, so a person finishes after shkia, right? So we discussed that shkia shoyis, you have to pay him that day, right? Shkia yoyim, you have to pay him the next day, but shkia shoyis, you have to pay him that day. So let's say if a person finishes working after shkia, you think, gewaldik, when you can arrange it that way, mitchilo, push him off, offer him a drink, whatever, make him push him off to Shkia, and then if you search after Shkia, give Alex, so then you have a whole other day to pay him. However, the Chavetz Chaim says, since it's a din d'oraisa, Sovet d'oraisa l'churma, you'd be mechuyev to pay him before it says. You just get yourself into more trouble. Meaning, if he's finished between Shkia and says, you have to pay him before it says Davka, because it's a din d'oraisa, Sovet d'oraisa l'churma, to makbid to pay him at that period of time. Let's say if you have a different taste of people you have to pay. Say, so you have vendors and you have employees, right? A vendor, there's no issue of baltola and abitit in schare and a vendor. And purchases brought them, there's no such halacha and purchases to pay at the proper time. So baltola, I mean, you mechuyev to pay for them. But there's no din of abitit in schare or an issue of baltola, right? So therefore, if you have employees, they mechuyev to pay, and you have vendors, they mechuyev to pay, employees always come first. Employees come first to pay employees before paying your vendors. So now, borrow money. You should try and borrow money. Be makulor shitos. You should try to borrow money in order to pay those workers on time. Clappy babysitters we discussed. Were there any other shilas I wanted to get to? Did we cover any?
Checks.
This is an interesting question. This is an interesting shayla. It's because the chayyur checks. I don't know what exactly the halacha gather that Rabbi Lieberman was saying over, but we have to think about it. The Maaseh, if a person gives you a check, now a check l'chayra is just your ability to get the money from his bank account to your bank account. Check l'chayra is not really worth money. Now, you have a tzad, and maybe it's worth money because if a person gives me an $18 check, I could sell it to somebody else for $15 and have them go to the deposit and keep the $3. So in a certain degree, in shtaris, you have such a thing. In shtaris, you have a document. I'm going to, for a ksuba. A woman could take a ksuba. Let's say ksuba is 200 zuz, whatever. I don't know how much money that is. But she can go ahead and sell the ksuba and make money. She'll sell the ksuba for less money because the tzad she'll never get the ksuba. So it has a value of it itself. So I don't know if checks apply the same way. The chayyur checks do have some sort of value. It's not the fact you could sell it, so it is. I don't know if it's gufei mamon or not. I'm not sure exactly how to done it exactly. But let's say if you have a post-dated check, right? So Hagam, as we discovered today, Mr. Jatz was saying, Yaroslavich was saying, that a post-dated check l'maisa has no takeif in legalities. If a person gives you post-dated checks, you're allowed to go to the bank and deposit it and take the money whenever you want to. However, even though that's the way, legally that's the way it works, but l'maisa and halacha, there will be gneva. I mean, if a person gave you a check, which is the ability to evade, he says, don't take the money from me until a month from now, so then it would be awesome shum gneva to go ahead and take that money, l'chayra, take the money, shleikidin, if he never told you, you could take that money. So a check, l'chayra, is a means of getting money as opposed to money itself. So a person says, here's a check, but don't deposit it for another month from now, and he gives that check to you on payday, that l'chayra does not absolve, is that the right word? Absolve the issue, because you didn't really give him any money that he could use at this particular time. The same shaila would be, let's say you gave him a check on a Sunday. I don't know if that would be the same shaila, but you get into this issue on Shalchman, Samperim, and on Matanus Laniyim, that you have a shaila that if you give him a check, which you can't deposit until the next day, the payday is Sunday, you give him a check, l'chayra could also be
voltol. What happens if he gets paid a check and the Baal Bayis says, don't cash from up, and the guy goes and deposits right away? Bayis says, he has a right.
So was the guy, okay, I don't know. I don't know if you're right. Meaning, he doesn't have a right to steal money from his employer.
No, he doesn't have a right. The bank has no liability for having
paid
it out early.
He did it today. He said, please don't cash it right away. Oh.
Right, so I don't think you don't have a right. It's not a...
No, but that's my form of payment. So I'm doing you a title, so you're not going to owe any lava or
meaning, for his sake.
I'll be asking, of course I'll be asking, sure, I'll take it, I don't have a choice. But I'll take it in the positive.
Yeah, I don't, it sounds like a neighbor to me. That's what it sounds like. I mean, he's saying, you're just pushing, you're standing up for the Kvod Shemay, for the mitzvah.
Right.
Interesting, Shai, I don't know. It's hard to believe. But vendors, it's like a very important thing. Vendors, employees, it's like a very important thing to realize. They're mukhita employees before vendors.
That to the bosses.
Huh? Because they lose the business. I know, it's a big problem. But that's halacha. Unless you make proper stipulations. We discussed also that a mechila, unless a mechila is a real mechila, it's also the same problem.
It's interesting because practically speaking, it puts the boss in a very difficult position because your vendors provide you with the raw materials you need to manufacture your product so you can sell it and thereby pay your employees. So
the vendors usually give, I'm a business owner, but when I buy stuff, the vendors usually give you 30
or 60 days. They know it's a grace period.
Yeah. It's always like 30, 60, 90 days, and wait until the day.
For some reason, the grace period stands a little bit more when you deal with Jewish companies for some reason.
Anyway, if there's no, is there any shayla marsh the maisa? If not, we're going to stop here and continue. Okay, bye. We'll see you next Sunday. Shir Gimel. Slocha.
Yeah, we'll get that make something. We're not going to be here.